And now, the last thing to take into consideration before you sit down to start fleshing out and writing your script. That thing is the public domain. I'm sure you've heard of this before, but just to be thorough, the public domain is the phrase we use when we're describing films, television shows, music, books, and photos that were once under copyright but are no longer held under any individual copyright. Because of this, it means that all of these things are able to be used by anyone without having to pay for it or to seek out the rights. You may have heard of the public domain in reference to certain famous movies that are not protected under copyright. Movies like Night of the Living Dead and Nosferatu, along with basically any film that came out before 1927, are in the public domain. That's the reason that you will see those kinds of movies playing on television screens and films all the time. Normally, if you want something to play on the TV in a film, you have to get permission for it and you have to pay for its use. However, if you use any of the above-mentioned movies from the public domain, it is free of charge. That's the standard way in which public domain films are utilized in the arena of filmmaking, particularly low-budget filmmaking. For those of us making low-to-no-budget fake documentary films, however, the public domain is much more useful. The reason for this is that much more than just all the classic films are available in the public domain. I also mentioned certain television shows, but beyond that, there is even some modern material that would be considered public domain as well. Almost anything produced specifically for the government is considered public domain. For instance, all video from the NASA channel on YouTube, public domain. I believe the same is true for all publicly released videos produced by the branches of the military. The same goes for those classic government instructional videos from the 50s and the 60s. In addition to that, there are other things that are able to be used on a case-by-case basis. A lot of news footage is considered public domain. Certain public television programming is public domain. In fact, if you go into Google and just search for what films and television shows fall into the public domain, you will find many websites that give a detailed listing of what things are in that category. The reason that this is good for us as filmmakers is because it means all of that footage can be used without having to be paid for. So we can put it in our films. For example, if you had a film that needed crowd shots in a newscast, you could look through public domain newscasts until you found footage that was appropriate for your scene, and then you could download it and put it into your film. If you like the music and voiceover from a classic instructional video from the 1950s in a government education program, you could download it and take the audio to use for whatever you wish. When you think about it, that makes the public domain a massively valuable resource for a filmmaker that is trying to build something for no money. Take this for example. Since you're able to use any space footage that has been broadcast on the NASA channel on YouTube, you could theoretically make a film in which a character is in space. Then as long as you have access to something that looked like ground control, such as a computer lab in a college or something to that effect, you could shoot a sequence in which someone from ground control is speaking to a character in space, and the production value would be very high because it's actual footage of people actually in space. That is an enormous value. I'm mentioning this at this point in the process because I think it's worth your time to go to some of these websites that have this information so you can do some research. Whether it's a website like archive.org or another website that simply lists the names of the movies and you have to go to places like YouTube to find them, it's worth doing. In fact, going through these movies and newscasts and clips may end up inspiring an idea that you didn't previously have. Seeing a certain kind of footage could help you figure out how to do something you didn't think would be achievable on your budget otherwise. Then, you have some great production value from something, and that would add to the overall impact of your project. So if you're not locked into your final idea just yet, now is a great time to go use this resource to help you make that decision. You never know what might come in handy.